listener production.
Hello and welcome to another wacky wallaby woo episode of the Auntie Donna podcast. This week we're joined by everyone's favourite guest, Michelle Brazier, who is going on tour to the UK and US. Go to her socials. She's organised a great link tree here that has everything you need. Pre-order. Anyway, this episode as well, if you like this, why don't you go check out the visual and lots of other cool stuff at the Auntie Donna Club powered by Patreon. That's on our socials. But more importantly, let's hang out with Michelle.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Do you believe they put a man on the moon?
A man on the moon.
Do you believe they put a man on the moon?
A man on the moon.
All right, and welcome to the Auntie Donna podcast. I hope you enjoyed our new theme song there. I'm hoping we don't run out of steam for that by next week. I don't think we will. We've been really enjoying it. But we have some very, 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 very special guests on the podcast today. Of course, I'm Mark Samuel Bonanno, your host as usual. And we have the delightful, the lovely, the smiley, the has hair, brows, great teeth. Has all the teeth. Do you have all of them?
I only have two adult teeth, the rest are baby teeth. That's a true thing.
Is that a true thing?
Yeah.
Do you know I have no eye teeth or wisdom teeth?
What are eye teeth?
Eye teeth are the ones next to your main teeth.
Oh, vampire teeth.
Mine are vampire teeth. I have the vampire teeth.
This is good
and
stuff.
And I don't have the eye teeth.
I think we've gotten onto a good start.
Michelle,
and I'm glad I interrupted you.
Michelle, no, you didn't interrupt me.
No.
You didn't interrupt
we'll
me.
We'll do it together.
Michelle Brazier. And we love Michelle on that. And Michelle, congratulations on making it into the top 10 best of the year for 2023. Of course, it's the year 2024. Next year is 2025. And
that's so true.
Isn't it?
Isn't that brilliant? Isn't that so beautiful?
I
think it's incredible.
It's pretty sequential.
Yeah.
Thanks. I'm just so for the listeners at home, Broden and Zach are both giving me thumbs up, just saying I'm doing a good job.
You're doing really good.
Yeah, just doing a great job.
I'm really proud of you, honey.
Thank you.
Do you feel good?
I feel like a bee after you calling me honey.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Buzzing about.
Honey to what? The bee?
No good.
Oh, this Broden's is not
giving
good.
Me a
you don't
no
like
good.
This?
And,
are you jealous? Yeah, are you jealous, honey?
Well,
he's making it sound like he's jealous.
Now, Michelle, you have big trip coming up.
the way you gestured, it felt like you were talking about my tits.
No.
To be honest,
although you've big gone tits, big tits,
big, you've got big. Big we've t- all got big tits,
big tits
and that's
from
what
birth.
We're doing here
big
today.
Big tits from birth,
from
what I've heard.
You don't
I
like remember this, you're saying, you guys bad, are giving bad, the cuffs on, bad. You think this is bad. But I think this is good stuff.
Huge trip.
And we'll only reflect
big
well
trip.
on Mark.
Big trip, need extra leg room, but for the tits.
Yeah, yeah.
Michelle is
because
going.
Because they're really low.
I thought, just large.
No, I need them for
past
because
the
they're
knees.
On the ground. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they came from my knees when I was a youth. And that's
around.
Just where they are. Yeah.
Michelle, big trip coming up, going overseas.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going? Tell me about it.
I'm going overseas. I'm doing a tour of the UK.
Yes.
And Ireland.
Yes.
And I'm doing, visa pending, a show in New York City and Los Angeles.
Wow, the big two.
The big two.
The big apple and the other
and
one.
And the big one.
And the big one. Now, we've brought in, because I imagine you've never been overseas before, right?
No, I've never been and I'm scared.
It's great over there. It's like here,
yeah.
But it's different in the way that people talk.
They got paddle pops?
They don't have paddle pops.
Whoa.
They have paddle pop sticks,
I
think over there they're just called sticks.
What?
Yes.
So when they're saying, when their dogs collect sticks, they're just getting paddle pop sticks?
What?
Their dogs are just getting paddle pop sticks? They got dogs over there, yeah?
Yeah, they have dogs over there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Same dogs?
Not exactly the same dogs,
whoa.
But same breeds.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So you
but
can't,
there's
so
no
your
my dog,
dog won't
she's
be
not
over
there.
There. No.
So Eva.
Eva will not be over
If I leave her in
there.
Australia, I can go and grab another Eva from there and she'll know me and she'll have all the memories and
you
stuff.
You can. You can get a yellow version of Eva named Wally.
Okay.
Over there. Now, we've brought in some very special guests.
Yeah, very, very special guests. Yeah, really excited.
To help you with your journey.
Yeah.
Your odyssey.
We're all on a journey, and that's the odyssey of life, isn't it? And that's a legacy of light and truth. And do you know what?
Top three journeys that you've been on in your life, number one.
Okay. I went to... from my school, I broke out of my high school.
Keep it short, not too long. Got to get to the guests.
I broke out of my school and I'd walked to Ziegler Avenue
number
chip
two.
Shop.
Number two.
When I walked back from the chip shop, I had $2
really?
Maximum chips.
Number two is just the return journey?
Yep, it was a really good part
shorter,
of the trip.
Shorter, can and you keep then, it shorter? Number three?
I went to the toilet.
Went to the toilet. Wow, that's huge. Longer.
Long,
make that one
toilet.
A bit
and
longer.
And I sat down. I sat.
Gut problems?
I usually sit.
Fishes?
I sat. There were
anything
fish,
interesting?
And so there are two guests that we have.
Michelle, no.
No.
We're getting to...
There was a man with a gun.
And that, what a journey.
What a journey.
And what a top three. But we've brought in someone from each of these places
wow.
that you're traveling to. Because I imagine you got questions, you got queries, you got concerns
yeah.
for your big trip.
Help me.
So we've brought in, well, I'll let them introduce themselves. We've got one man who claims to be from a United States. I'm not going to say which one. I'll let him announce it. But from some states that have come together in unison.
Like a choir.
Welcome. No.
No.
What do you mean like a choir?
Like a choir when they sing in unison or harmonies, sometimes different.
No.
Yeah. Are you an alto? You have alto vibes.
No, I've got an innie. Let's bring them on. Welcome them to the stage. Their name is...
Hi there. How are you going, mate?
How are you, mate? Hi.
Good.
Champ.
Thank you.
You're doing well, champ?
Doing very well.
Yeah.
What is your name? Where are you from? What do you do? And why are you here?
So
and when did that happen?
Mate,
when
champ,
is it?
I'm an actor. And
yes.
And I heard you were coming to Los Angeles.
Are yeah.
you an actor as well?
Yeah.
I've lived in Los Angeles for the last 10 years.
Oh, great.
I came over after I wrapped up a 3-year stint on Home and Away.
Oh, fantastic.
Nice.
Are you Toadie?
No.
Are
I
you
have met Toadie
Fish
though,
Rebecca?
The Logies. I have met Toadie,
you met Toadie
at the Logies.
At the Logies.
Yeah, but I started when I was a teenager on Home and Away and travelled over to here.
Are you Margot Robbie?
No, I do know Margot though. Let's just say I knew her very well.
Did you fuck Margot Robbie?
Nah, mate. Just I'm good friends with Margot.
Margot
yeah.
Robbie fuck you?
No, mate. But I am good friends with Margot.
All your questions are going to be about this guy's sexual escapades?
No, I'm just trying to figure out how I can fuck Margot Robbie. That's
right.
Just something I'm trying to look into.
Aren't we all?
We're talking about the journey.
We're talking about the journey.
Mate,
so you're an expert on Los Angeles,
I live in West Hollywood in a little old, stinky, moist apartment.
Wow,
right? And how much do you pay for that a month?
I pay I pay a lot of money
yeah.
for that apartment.
How many?
Just
7 million.
An astronomical amount of money.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, an astronomical amount of money. I got to do some... If we can wrap this up, I've got to do some self-tapes
all right.
after this.
Oh, really? Okay.
Sure.
I've got 17 self-tapes to do.
Do
well,
you?
That's a great way to segue into our next guest.
Great.
And when I say segue, I don't mean getting on one of those things, Job from Arrested Development gets on.
That's a classic.
And,
he gets on it. He just gets on it and he goes.
That's a great gag.
So you're a bit of a mover and shaker.
Sorry. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Great. What
I'm
is
really
your
good.
Name?
I've decided not to go to any real name because I do know a lot of actors that live
yeah,
in LA.
Yeah, okay.
So
that's probably fair enough.
I don't want anyone to think that I'm doing them specifically. I'm doing the archetype.
Sort of an amalgamation.
So we can give him a name if you want, but I don't think we need to.
What about Chris?
I feel like there'd be a Chris.
Yeah.
Mate, you know.
You feel
I don't
like
know
there'd be
Chris.
An Australian called Chris.
Are you
Chris?
Talking about Hemsworth?
I just thought of it.
I remember when he was a little fella on Home and Away. He was so little. And I thought, he's going to play Thor. And but then he hit that gym, mate. He works harder than anyone else, mate.
Really?
Chris, really hard. I work harder than Chris.
Yeah. So you're going to LA, but you're also going to... London town.
I'm going to London.
Yeah. And anywhere else in the UK? Well, what I should say is our next guest is from Kingdom. Now, I'm not going to say which one, but one of the many kingdoms in this world.
Wow.
They're also here to answer your questions.
Okay.
Michelle. Let's I'll throw it over to them. They're best to introduce themselves.
Hey, how are you going? Good to see you. Nice to meet you.
Oh,
good
wow.
See you. Good to see
Wait,
you,
Wait, is this Margot Fantastic Robbie?
How are you going?
Wow.
Nice to meet you. How good to be
wow.
here.
Wow.
Good to be here.
How are you?
Thank you.
How are
you? Wow.
Well, good to see you. Good to be here. Yeah,
I'm an actor. Yeah. I actually grew up in Sydney on the North Shores.
Right. Coogee?
Yeah, Coogee. I'd run the cliffs every morning.
Wow.
And I actually moved to London to go to RADA, and I do a fair bit of acting up in the UK now.
Yeah, so right. You can hear the difference in his voice. He's clearly a theatre-trained actor. I went straight to Home and Away. I'm a TV guy.
Right.
But this guy's a theatre-trained actor. I'm a huge fan of his work.
Oh, yeah. I just did a bit of time at RADA in Australia. And then, obviously, I said, no, I need to be where the action is. So, you know, done the Globe, done a bit of a few crime shows up
Which,
there.
Did you do Shakespeare's
did
a bit of, at
yeah,
the Globe?
We did Richard III, did Macbeth, you name it.
Can you do the monologue?
Which one would you like?
The third one.
From which one?
From Richard III. The third Richard.
No worries. Here we go.
Okay. Thank you. Wow.
How does it start?
To be.
Is it? Has it begun? Is this it?
He's just going to look it up. You know, when we said, and I do want to apologize.
Yeah.
When I told you we were getting experts in from America and the United Kingdom
we are
to
experts.
Be able to answer your questions.
I've actually lived in LA for 10 years
Yeah,
now.
For 10 years. Yeah. On and off, I
feel
imagine.
A little bit embarrassed sitting across from an actor with theatre training.
I thought we'd be getting natives.
Well, I think we do the same. We might live on the other side of the world from one another, but we're both from those North Shores. We both live in the sun, you know, we both grew up there. Yeah. But at the same time, we're trying to find the same thing, which is that truth.
Yeah,
whether
absolutely.
That's on stage or using big arms and legs.
I just want to clarify, I'm not trying to get big arms, big legs. I'm trying to
Now is the winter of our discontent. Oh. Made glorious summer by this Duke of York and all clouds that allured upon a house and so on and so it goes.
Wow.
Do you mind if I ever go with
that? Please. Yeah, please. How would you do it differently?
Chuck us the...
So this will be completely different from a TV actor.
Theatre actor to a screen actor.
Wow, okay.
Well, my question is what lens are you doing this on? What lens?
Yeah, how tight's the shot?
Yeah, listen, I started out in soap operas, right? And we work really fast.
Oh, you love the soap operas, right? Yeah.
So I come in, I deliver in a way that's really consistent, and I do a close-up shot for the wide, the mid, and the close.
Right.
Wow, that must be really good to work with.
Yeah. Now's the winter of our discontent.
You see that.
Glorious summer by the sunny York. And the clouds will lure upon us.
Small
one. In the deep. I actually played Richard in a version of it set in Melbourne's ganglands.
Oh,
wow,
cool.
That sounds really cool.
Whoa.
And you're the starter of Aussies in LA Facebook page.
That was you? You did that?
Yeah, you started that. And how does that take up a lot of your time managing that page?
Well, listen, I don't do it as much anymore. I've handed that over to some young guys who've just come over maybe in the last 6 months because I like to guide them, show them how it's done.
Yeah.
Teach them how to do a self-tape. I'll read opposite them, you know.
He has long, flowing blonde hair.
Yeah, I got blonde hair.
Yeah.
I've got a tan. And you've got...
Your barber's out.
Well, it's funny you mentioned you live in small apartment. I'm actually, my family, through some connections, owned a property just in Soho in London. So I've moved in there and it's fantastic. I root 9 women a week.
Yeah. Wow. And how do you find the time with all the acting?
Oh, well, it's about finding the craft, getting into your body.
Right. It's sort of part of the storytelling.
Yeah.
Part of your role as a storyteller.
The reason
I didn't know
how much my WeHo apartment cost is I did have some family members that own that place.
Oh, right, yeah.
So my dad works in venture capital.
Yeah,
in
really.
The Shores of Sydney as well.
Right.
That's how we actually went to high school together.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. We know all the secrets and where the bodies are buried from about 1998 to 2004.
Yeah.
Went and saw UMI. And fuck, they were good.
They were so great, yeah. I've actually just come back to Australia. I'm happy to do this promotion, but I'm actually just shooting a low-budget Australian thriller at the moment.
Oh, that's amazing.
They, I had to pay for my own flights home, but I just loved the script so much.
Oh, yeah. What network is that for?
What's that, sorry?
What network
is that? It's an independent feature.
Oh, great.
So,
Channel 10.
No, it's an independent feature.
Seven.
It'll probably be
be on Stan.
The producer on Stan.
They probably have a Stan deal. Now, Michelle is...
shot in Cooper Pedy, the deserts of Cooper Pedy.
Yeah, it's a real Australian. I love it. We're heading out into the desert. It's one location, but that location is desert.
Any girls in the movie or not? Nah?
Yeah, they have written in some women.
That's amazing.
They weren't in the first draft, but now there's whole Screen scenes Australia that got have involved nothing to do with the plot.
But they go to the girlies.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll cut that. I'm sure they'll cut that in the post-production process.
Right.
But there are a lot of scenes for women to
I'm sure that helped
on.
get some funding. Yeah. Now, Michelle.
Can I be in the movie?
You know, well, I'm actually not a part of that process.
Could you put, you know, just like use your position of privilege?
I'd love to talk to him. I could even help you make the self tape.
I'd love to read with you. Yeah. Should we do it? We'll have a look and we'll do a scene later. I'll have a look over the scene and we'll do a read.
Do you have the setup for it or anything?
I've got the setup, yeah.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, I've got the setup for the blue screen.
London, my only connection to home is every 4 years I'll go to the consulate and vote for the Liberal Party and then I'll go back to doing theatre. Because my dad, you know, it's just the tradition over there. But I'm not really across what's happening back in Australia as far as politics.
I don't actually talk about politics. I just think that's, like, I guess my dad was more old-fashioned like that, so I'm not going to say who I
live
vote for.
Life. I live a life of immense luxury and leisure. Yeah. I just float around. I do one play a year, but I consider myself an actor.
Wow. Now,
well, it's funny that you mentioned
I haven't done anything in LA for 7 years.
Yeah, wow.
But I self-tape for everything.
That's great. That's incredible.
I'm thinking of changing agents, though. I think it's there.
Yep. Now, Michelle is heading over to both the UK and the USA for her first time also going to Ireland. I imagine she has some questions about, well, Michelle, like, what are you sort of expecting when you go over there?
Yeah, like, okay, so, like, different time of day to over here. So when I'm sleepy, would I go to bed at Australian time or would you recommend I go to bed at which time, do you reckon?
Here's my interests, right, as a person.
Yeah.
Going out to bars.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing movies.
Okay.
And then imagining myself in movies. Yep. That's everything that interests me. I am impossible to talk to.
Wow.
I have no points of interest, redeeming qualities.
And did you hear the question that Michelle asked?
Just wondering when to go to snooze.
That's so interesting that both of you were talking about whatever it was you were talking about. So what I like to do with my days, I'll wake up around 11 midday and I'll just go out for a surf for a couple of hours.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Then I will just do a few hours at the cafe.
Okay.
Working at the cafe doing sort of, you know.
Oh, you have a job?
You're a barista?
You know, it's not so much a job. I'll just help them out, do some, make some coffee.
But they'll pay you.
A mate of mine who came actually from Sydney, you might know him. He was in year 9 when we were in year 8.
Yeah.
He said, there's no great Australian coffee up here. So he started a chain of coffee, coffee that was financially completely held up by his father who owns an oil company.
Yeah.
And I bought in as well. We make fresh, delicious Australian coffee for the people of London and it is popping off.
Yeah, wow. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, the place I'm at, I'll just help them out here and there.
That sounds like a job.
No, I'll just help them out. They'll give me some cash for it.
What happened to your dad's money?
What's that now?
Just wondering.
I have never gotten money from my dad. All right, I just want to make that really clear.
Okay.
He has never given me money.
Right. But the property you're living in, you'd say that was financed by your family. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll do jobs for him from time to time. I'll look over his spreadsheets and stuff like that, and I'll get paid for that.
Right.
I'm paid out of a trust.
Right.
Right.
So that's sort of like getting money from your dad
and
I did.
No, it's a trust.
Yeah, so that's sort of your dad set that up and you just pop a hand in.
I got a lot of money when my granddad passed.
Yep.
Right?
Okay.
I do have, but that is inheritance. That was owed to me because he died and they tried to tax that.
Right. They tried to tax that. And that's why you've left the country.
That's what the Greens want to do. I don't talk about who I vote for. Yeah. But the Greens and Labor, I've been told, will try and tax that money that I got from granddad.
Okay, right. Right.
Well, and did the pantos for a while, got around, saw a lot of England doing the pantos.
Yeah, right. I'm hearing a lot of like, I I don't have, my dad's dead and he was a school teacher. I do, you know what, I do use that, and that's why I'm coming.
Truth on the stage.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you go back to that and think of that for moments?
Yeah, I cry, I cry, there's a bit in the show, I cry for 20 minutes, I just cry, and then they pay.
Did you shoot that for your reel?
I went to a place, in New York a few years back, and I did a course where they made me say, like they had us not hold a cup. Basically, I had to pretend I was holding a cup.
Yeah. But they didn't give you a cup, though.
No, I had to pretend so just in the hand.
Was it Strasbourg? Yeah. Strasbourg? Or was
no,
that?
It was Meisner. Meisner. Yeah. So,
I don't know
so the guy incorporated.
I think it's Strasbourg. Yeah.
The guy Strasbourg. Yeah, it's all right, mate. It's like
that Streisand?
Thing. Streisand.
That was Streisand?
I don't know if it's Streisand.
No.
Is that a, Strasbourg is a cold cut.
Yeah.
It's just a little joke.
I'm trying to cut out some of the meat and that. I still eat a bit of the lean chicken, but I'm trying to do less of the meat.
Well, Michelle is coming over to the US and the UK
for the first time. Do you do much film?
Well, she has some questions.
Sorry. I'm just worried. Just
because she's touring. She's, touring there, right?
Coming to do shows. Yeah. And I'm just, I mean, because I've never been overseas.
Yeah, no worries.
I don't have a oil dad.
Yeah, sure.
So I'm just sort of figuring out what exactly
so
it is.
So my dad doesn't work in oil. He works in finance.
Finance,
His dad works in oil.
Yeah. And right. I'm an actor.
Yeah.
By trade.
Yeah, and that's really beautiful.
I live in London and I'm an actor.
Okay.
So I should have said earlier, I do a few shorties. I do a few guesties on crime shows.
You Rose get much Rose. Film work in London? Because I have a couple of mates that are thinking of going to London. Mate, it's dried up
it's
in LA.
Big, Australia's cooked, mate. You can't get a gig there.
Yeah.
So
Wondering if we should get an Irish person in maybe for an up, just a, for a, just we've already got two fresh perspectives.
I have a mate from Ireland if you want to meet him.
I'd love to meet your mate from Ireland, yeah, if you think they might help.
Oh, g'day there, mate.
Hi, how you going? Nice to meet you.
Lovely to meet you too.
Hi, I'm Michelle.
Hi.
I'm coming over to Ireland. You're from Ireland? You're Irish?
Yeah. No, well, my family is, heritage-wise.
Okay.
Yeah. Australian, mate. Have you seen that new one with that Northern Irish film? Some of the most brilliant acting I've seen.
The Belfast one.
Yeah, so brilliant.
That's what you've got to do, because that's directed by Kenneth Branagh. You've got to make your own work. Have you seen Once?
No, I love Once.
So Once was just shot on, just got a handy cam camcorder out, shot a great.
Did they film it, did they?
They filmed it themselves.
Did they film the musical?
Yeah. No, mate. This is pre the musical.
Oh, wow.
So
yeah,
music
right.
was involved in the film.
Yeah,
and
right.
then they've turned that into a stunning, stunning musical that you can
that's
see
incredible.
On stage.
Yeah,
I was actually in it on Broad because I play a double cello.
Yeah, right.
Do you? You play a double cello?
Yeah, on stage, yeah. And I am.
Limoncello.
And so I toured with that around the UK.
Yeah, that's really
how are
beautiful.
You doing on that NCIS Sydney, mate?
Well, yeah, no, it's good because
you did a guest spot on NCIS Sydney.
Yeah, I was. I don't know why I got sort of invited to this. My family is from Ireland. I've been there once or twice, you know.
Oh, so you don't live in Ireland
no,
or work
I live in
Ireland?
Sydney.
You live in Sydney.
Yeah.
Sydney.
Yeah, just up on Coogee Beach.
You're in school
just
together.
On Coogee.
Yeah, gorgeous.
You're all from Coogee?
We're all from that sort of north.
Yeah. I didn't go to high school with these boys, but I did go down around the corner. Down the road, we used to catch up just after school.
Met at the train station,
sort of
northern Sydney.
Yeah, we fucking tried to get into a fight the first time we met, but then got over that.
I can't. I've never moved my shoulders down to my elbow separately. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I sort of just move like this.
Yeah. Nice. So no, that makes sense.
How are you doing at the gym, mate?
I love boys like that. This is the kind of boy that
so,
I'm
So, Michelle, I do 6 days on, one day off, but I'm hitting other, it's different areas, and I do push-pull.
You know, push-pull. Right.
So push-pull, one day you're pushing, so you're doing things like benchies, you're doing things like I'm working the back, lat pull down. Then you do
next day you're pulling
well, you go
it.
Move your legs,
you
right?
go in the move gym legs. And you pull it.
See, I'm only doing 4 days at the moment, but I am working as a trainer or sort of help out at a gym.
Yeah,
as a trainer from time to time.
And
I'm doing 3 days there. So I'm at the gym every day and I just found I couldn't come in when I'm, you know, I'm doing a lot when I'm demonstrating for the.
I'm just going to ask again, because again, it seems like that's sort of another job.
Oh, that is a job, by
the way. So I'm just wondering what's happened to your dad's money. Not saying he's been to prison. I'm just saying what's happened because
so
it seems like you've got
dad
jobs.
My great-granddad worked for every dollar he made.
Okay.
He worked his ass off, that he could supply for generations after.
Yeah, I mean, I'm coming over. I'm doing a tour. I'm trying to supply for my generations
My dad believes in hard work, so he's basically, I'll do I'll have to make enough.
Yeah.
And then he'll top that up. So I'll make, I make $30 an hour at the cafe.
You make $30 an hour in Los Angeles?
Yeah, cash. It's a mate of mine. He owns the cafe.
Right.
So he'll pay me $30 an hour and then my dad will top that up with $3,000 per 30.
Okay, so you're making $3,030 per hour.
But I only make
gotta earn a living,
as much as he will not.
And it's not just working at the bar. You're going, who are these people coming in? What are their stories? What can I? How does that person walk?
Because I'm coming over to tell my story.
If you need any advice about Ireland, I've spent like a good couple weekends there.
I was hoping for a local, but that's really helpful.
That's great. Do you write stuff other than for yourself? Do you write like plays and film and television?
You know, I do write for film and television.
Yeah, what sort of? Okay, sure.
Yeah.
You like Chinese food?
Sorry, how are you going, mate?
Hi, we did meet.
Yeah, great.
No, we met previous.
So you're a writer.
He switched on.
So you're a writer. You write.
So what he's doing now, Michelle, is he's networking. He's heard that you're a writer. You've got an opportunity. He's
See the way he changed. See the way he started facing you with his whole body.
Yeah, wow. That's really.
You learn that at NIDA.
Okay, so I should be doing that.
I had to learn that on my own because I'm self-taught. I went to Home and Away.
You went to Home and Away.
That's what we call it, yeah.
Did you?
You like Chinese food?
Yeah.
Get yourself a spice bag.
A spice bag.
Yeah, that's number
that's
one
something
thing.
You know,
I should get a spice
get
bag.
Off the plane, straight to a Chinese shop.
I've been over there as well for a hot chick. I've been over there. And
I moved there for a girl, man.
I loved her with my whole heart.
Same girl, do you reckon?
She was from Adelaide.
Yeah.
And bag of hot chips.
Yeah.
And they put all the Chinese sort of seasonings on it. That's a Dublin delicacy.
I used to love those sort of chips and potato cakes, but they go straight to the gut now. Well, so I've really got to be careful with
that. I actually own a share in a cafe in London because we noticed that what would happen would be all these blokes walking around with these disgusting coffees. I mean, we do it better in Melbourne.
Mm.
So we started up a whole chain and it goes off because Australian coffee.
You start that, did you? Were you part of
I bought a share in there. Went to uni with
it. So I own a share. I own shares in, well, my dad bought it for me.
Yeah.
So if I was going to go for a coffee in London, I should check out one of your.
You want to hit up Soho and you want to go down to Red Lane.
And it's cheap Soho?
Red Soho. Mate, you can get a coffee since Brexit. London is one of the most livable cities in the world.
Okay, I'm looking forward to this.
It's beautiful. You can get a coffee for £8.
Wow.
You can go see theatre for no less than £350.
I saw an actor.
It's an international city.
That's amazing. Yeah. I saw an actor. You might know him. I saw an actor in London just standing in the street, Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa.
So you guys know him. He was.
Oh, you know him.
I don't know him, but I saw him, and he was drinking a Guinness, and he was standing next to a classic car, and he was posting on the internet.
Are you in contact?
We're not in contact, but I did go on his Instagram and see what he's posting
about.
He's got
a production company now.
Yes, he does.
Right.
Yeah. We're talking to them.
Feels like networking's really important to you guys.
We're talking to them. What I'll say though, what I love about him is he's built his brand in an effective way.
Okay. Yeah.
I think Momoa, I think getting it done.
Yeah.
And that's something you can take into play.
No, listen, I've definitely taped for a couple of action films in the past. And
Which ones?
I did tape for
The Marvels?
Fast Five. And then
that's one of my favourites.
I was actually in the running for it, and then that's when The Rock became available.
They didn't get you in for 6 or 7. Eight or nine.
I've taped for everyone.
Ten or Hobbs or Shaw.
So the casting agent, she's the most amazing person, and she loves me. So she'll always reach out.
Yeah.
But
I don't know if this is relatable at all for anyone listening, but you know I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, I'm having a
good time. This feels niche. It feels niche.
Yeah.
I think of myself as more of a dramatic actor.
Yeah.
To answer your question.
Okay.
I've never worked, but taping is a full time job for me. I am taped.
You've got to think of it as a job.
Tape it up.
Do you know the Sly Stallone story? Michelle, do you know the Sly Stallone story?
I know the Sly Stallone.
So what happened is he was actually just a jobbing actor.
I've said that I know it.
He's a jobbing actor in New York City.
I do know
City,
it.
And he
I have heard it.
Started to
I'm
write
going
his
to New York.
Started
I look
to write
forward
his,
to doing my show
work.
There. And,
And he actually started to go, hang on, if I write for me.
Hopefully meet some people.
If I write for me, then I'm the lead actor. He goes into a bar, he's on his last $5. Because I've probably been there before.
Know this story.
Sees the underdog on the boxing and he goes, everyone's cheering for him.
Yeah.
Then he started to develop this character, Rocky.
Oh, yeah. Rocky. And what's that? What's that in? That's Home and Away?
No, he wrote that one himself.
That's what you really need to do.
You need to write your own stuff.
Work. Yeah.
Okay, and you guys are writing your own work at the moment?
I've developed a lot of stuff. I did a comedy web series. Well,
yeah. Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did a comedy web series about about like the goings on at a local.
I wrote a play about my asshole ex, and because we were in a share house, and she just didn't get it. So I wrote a play about that.
I've got about four ideas, and then I've got a mate wants to be a writer, paid him $500. He's developing them into treatments.
I just get AI to do my
own. I like the human touch.
Okay.
I like to help my mate out. He's struggling, you know, so I just chuck him $500. I say, get me a 40-page treatment up, you know, in a couple of weeks.
For $500?
Yeah, you know, because I've got thoughts, I've got ideas for great flicks.
What are some of your ideas?
You know, like a guy, right? Guys coming out as a different gender, right?
Which one? Just
a different one. I don't know. So these are the things that's for the writer to figure out, you know. Okay. But I think that'd do well in the market at the moment. I could play any of those parts.
I don't know if you could. It sort of depends on your gender, wouldn't it? Yeah. That'd depend on you. Yeah. Maybe.
I'll let the writer figure that out.
Yeah.
I just have thoughts, you
know. Can I ask you a question? Because you write your own stuff. What sort of stuff do you do?
Sort of comedy stuff, but sometimes sad.
I actually taped for The Office.
Did you?
Which one? The Australian one?
The Australian one?
No, well, both actually.
You taped for both?
And then I was ready to go.
Did you know there's a UK one?
Which character I went for.
Okay, here we go.
I still remember it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's always leaving his pens everywhere.
Oh, is that Jim?
Yeah, that's Jim.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He's always leaving his pens everywhere.
I've got a fucking bee's dick away from being in that Tiger. New Tiger show.
Tiger's great.
They reckon I was this fucking close, mate.
Yeah. I met Tiger at the...
Oh, you met him?
Yeah. I met him a couple of times.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So I met him when I was on Home and Away, and he was just a comedian. He was friends with a girl I was seeing at the time.
Yeah.
Margot Robbie?
Mate, I wish. She's beautiful. She's stunning. She is stunning. I know. I've met her in person. She is stunning. I even said that when I knew her when she was on Neighbours. I was like, she is stunning.
Yeah, wow.
She's going to be a star. She's going to go to Hollywood. I said she's going to be a heartbreaker. You know, she's going to go to Hollywood. She's going to get in on a sort of an art house film.
You said this much information. I saw her from the moment I saw her.
Art house film?
You're talking about Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah, mate. I loved Wolf of Wall Street.
An art house film?
Ah. I actually did a scene from that for a self-tape.
Did you?
Yeah, well, for my reel.
Wow. For your reel?
Yeah, just because I hadn't done enough to really fill out the reel, so I did a scene from it.
Wow.
What were the drugs they took? They took
cocaine.
They took like the one that the cute Quaaludes.
The Quaaludes.
Yeah, so I went a bit like this.
Yeah.
Give me some of those Quaaludes.
Yeah, wow.
Give me some of those Quaaludes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Good accent.
You got to give me some of those Quaaludes.
Yeah. Okay. That's, I mean, I would have given it to you. I mean, I would have given you the Quaaludes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got another idea for a movie about a guy who's got guns for hands.
That's been done.
That gun's akimbo.
But it's not about.
It's got Harry Potter.
No, it's different.
No, that's the same.
That's like saying you can't do a sci-fi because Star Wars has been done.
I would do a sci-fi though. I don't really know anything about sci-fi, but
the
I would
exact,
do one.
Yeah, female opposite of me.
Star Trek.
We all just float around London rooting occasionally and then just sort of going on with our lives.
That's really nice.
Yeah. So you're not going to settle down with her?
No, mate, she's a good sort. Do you mind if we sing you a song?
Oh, I would love if you would sing.
Well, you
got
to be able to sing. You've got to be able to do everything.
Yeah. I actually went for
Dream Girls.
Can I give you a test, right?
Yeah.
You got to be able to sing at any moment and prove it because you might walk into a room and fucking some producers there. Show us a bit of your pipes.
Hey,
yeah, that's great. That's really stunning. I actually went for a
part that eventually went to Jennifer Hudson in Dreamgirls.
Yeah. Oh, the, and I'm telling you, I'm not going.
Yeah, so they.
Can I hear a couple of bars?
They asked me to self-tape for it. Nah, mate. Nah,
I'd love to hear a couple of bars if I'm telling you I'm not going.
Well, I just, I am.
I'd love it. Come on.
They didn't ask me to self-tape for it. I just sent it in on you. They were working on a new musical. Yeah.
Should I do that as well when I get over there? I should be really pushing
the character.
Dress in full costume.
Yeah, go for
it. And just turn it. Should I just turn up? I just show up.
Oh, nah.
I say, I'm here. I'm here to be a star.
Yeah. I've done that.
Yep.
You're going on tour soon. Tickets are available somewhere on your website or something like that.
Yeah, jump on the website.
All right. Well, we'd like to
see. I also wrote a book.
Oh, congratulations.
And that'll be announced now.
Yeah. Is that announced?
What's it about?
It's called My Brother's Ashes Are in a Sandwich Bag, and it's about how everyone's dead.
Fuck,
do you,
that's
do you use that?
Heavy,
do you use that?
Do you, yeah.
Yeah, I use that on in my craft. Yeah, I use that in my craft.
You've got to tap into it.
Use it in my craft, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well.
I'm so sorry. I've got to run.
Do you have to go?
I'm just going to read for Daredevil, just in case he's got the part, and there's no chance he's going to lose the part.
Yeah.
In case he passes away.
They have asked me. They are making 1,000 people do self-tapes for Daredevil.
Yeah, right.
Just in case he changes his mind, even though he's played Daredevil for half the season so far.
Yeah, wow.
So there's just no chance that goes through.
No, and it does seem a little exploitative to just ask 1,000 actors to read for Daredevil, even though he's already got the part.
There's stories, you know. Have you heard Sly Stallone?
But you never know.
Have you heard about Sly Stallone? I haven't. We're a couple of actors around the world. We're from Australia. Yes, we are.
Yeah.
I'll live in Sydney, have a good time. Don't do much, I'll audition sometimes. The music's very loud in my ears.
Yeah. I'm an actor, how do you do? Work sometimes at a coffee shop too.
Yeah,
and
I don't
want to
be here.
Well, why not?
Sorry,
I didn't mean to get myself into this.
Nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Have you got
good.
Any questions about Ireland, though?
I do have questions. I've got questions about Ireland. I've got questions about the UK and the US, and I've been asking them.
I'm an actor from London.
Yeah.
From Australia first.
Wow.
I'm an actor, lives in LA, love to surf.
I'm
going to
kill myself.
I've been in Sydney all my life, and one time I went to Ireland for a trip to meet a girl, and it didn't work out. Now I'm back doing a short course very soon. I like to do short courses and just live off all the money that I've got in my bank account.
Because
look, it's got heaps, mate.
Hey, Michelle, good luck with your tour and whatnot.
Thank you, boys.
Yeah, good luck. Sorry,
thanks.
My throat's a bit croaky.
My new friends from around the world.
I don't know why, because this is my natural voice.
I've done every short course available. Have not worked.
I'm 42.
Okay.
I'm 42.
And it's going well.
I look like I'm like 34.
Okay.
Yeah, I look great for my age.
Same.
Yeah, I'm 47. I look 31.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. I look great.
I'm in my late 70s.
Sing along. This bit's fun.
This bit? This bit's fun?
Yeah, it just goes like this. Oh, here we go. And
trying to get advice from the boys and they're being really annoying and I don't know what to do. So I keep singing because singing's what I do and that's how. It's because the stories we tell, that's how we live and we get through the life and we get through the world. And so my car parking's going to run out soon.
And I'm an actor and I work in London, but I've got an immense wealth that my sisters and me have, and sometimes I just go to Byron for fun.
I'm going to go tape for June 3. Do a tape for June 3.
Are they doing June 3?
Yeah, they are thinking of it.
Yeah, wow.
So they're getting me to do a tape, but I'm sure it'll go to a celebrity.
How long's the song?
Well, it just started again.
Yeah, it looped.
Oh, good.
So I have to stay for the whole thing now.
Yeah.
Anyway,
okay.
I've got to run. I've got to go shoot that thriller.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we didn't do the scene. You said I could read for the Cooper Petey.
Yeah, we'll do it after.
We'll do it after. Yeah, we'll do it after.
Catch up for a beer. Yeah, this is rough. I don't know how they do it for their whole lives.
I guess it's just what happens when you grow up with immense wealth and you've got You've just got the sort of time and space around you to become an artist.
And well, that's the song.
That is what we
Let's get a beer, do the self-tape, and I'd love to pick your brain about your writing and maybe if you ever come to LA, we can catch
up. I am going to come. I'm going to come to LA.
You should come
I've been saying, I will come. I'm coming. I've got a show on sale.
If you're going to Dublin.
I'm coming to Dublin.
I'll give you the place of the best spice bag.
I don't want a spice bag.
Come along and you can tell me about your writing.
I don't want to talk to you. I don't want a spice bag.
I would love to hear about your writing.
No.
I do a lot of shoeless theatre.
I've won awards.
I do a lot of shoes. No shoes on stage, just dancing.
Yeah, sick.
Movement stuff.
You can meet my girlfriend when we're in LA.
Oh, that sounds really good.
She's pretty much same age as me.
21?
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty
she's
much.
21. And, aspiring actress.
She looks like Monica from Friends.
All right. I'm going to turn into a sausage roll now and go in the oven and get cooked up.
What?
All right. That's my journey.
As an actor.
I'm going to turn into a vegetable pasty, hop right into the oven.
Wow.
All right, mate. I'm going to turn into a chalky milk.
Okay.
Just get in the fridge, cool up.
Yeah. I'm going to roll, get turned in the meat and then get wrapped up in pastry and then come out golden brown.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to put myself down, I think.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Hey, Michelle, thanks so much for coming. It's great to meet you.
I think it's great to meet you too.
If you're ever in the UK, Ireland, or America, let us know.
Oh, yeah. If you have any questions about those places, just let us know. Yeah.
Oh, love to help out. Thank you, guys.
Love to hear about your writing.
Thank you, guys.
I'm asking nothing in return. I'm happy to help you out, but yeah, love to hear about
your writing. Where should
we meet? Yeah. Where
Cliff Notes, he's not. He's trying to network. That's what he's doing.
When I heard you were a writer, I thought that's an opportunity for me.
Yeah.
And that's when I started to engage in who you were and what you're up to.
That email from that Jason Momoa company you said you'd give me as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'll get that to you. Absolutely,
to
mate.
That email, yeah.
And I'd love to get your maybe connect on Instagram.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're ever putting on any films or television screenings or anything like that of your work, I'd love to check it out.
And if you hear of any work going around, anything you're on, just shoot us a message, mate.
Thanks for all your help and advice.
I'm back in Australia now. I just moved back last year, actually, so it'd be great to catch up.
I sort of split my time between LA, London and Australia.
Yeah, because I'm going over, so I won't.
Where are you going?
You've been listening to the Auntie Donna podcast. Thanks for joining us for another RIP episode brought to you by AuntieDonnaClub.com. See you next week.
Listener.